WHEY.com.
They're not happy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it's the governor of Texas that has caught their ire. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies and flyover states in between. Welcome to this version of ATN in this hour. Coming up, we have We Can Count. Boy, there are a lot of numbers to dissect out there. Some of them not so great, some of them kind of interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Let's start with a big one here. You've got one Texas governor who wants to be president suddenly on the Republican side of things, and you have one president and an administration scurrying around trying to shoot back, if you will, at Governor Perry because of what he had to say about Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve chairman. In a nutshell, Perry said that Bernanke printing money would be almost treasonous. And lots of people were commenting, including former Bush administration folks like Carl Direct Mail Rove, who was instrumental, as you all know, in getting Bush elected, especially the first time around. Now he is an analyst on Fox and other places as well. He pops up and thinks that Perry was dead wrong on those comments. In the meantime, you have the President of the United States wrapping up his bus tour and getting ready to go on vacation. The bus tour was all about putting the pedal to the metal and slamming the Republicans and trying to put out any momentum, I think, that they might have gained, any of them, whether it's Michelle Bachmann for a few moments or Mitt Romney, or now you have Rick Perry suddenly getting some buzz. And Ron Paul, by the way, still in the mix, but not getting all the mainstream headlines, I guess, for lack of a better way to describe that. So the president says, listen, and I think he's being a little sarcastic, kind of a little jab here, talks about what the toughest part of the job is, just how rough it can be to be the president of the United States.
On the one hand, you hope that you're making them feel a little bit better. At the same time, you're reminded of the incredible sacrifices that people are making for our country. And then when you see sometimes our politics not living up to that level of commitment and patriotism that we see from our troops, that gets a little bit of frustration.
Wow, interesting. Comparing the politicians to the people who are serving, saying that the military is living up to their end, so why aren't the guys in the suits and the women in the suits doing the same thing? And I think the strategy, besides going after who, not specifically by name, but besides going after just the Republicans in general, the other strategy is just a blanket Congress thing to say, listen, it's not me. I didn't say no. It wasn't me. It wasn't me that put us in this situation. He's not using those words, but that's exactly what the angle is. And I think that's what the angle is going to be, at least for the next 6 months or so. The focus, as we all know, unless you've buried your head in the sand, you haven't been paying attention to anything, is the economy, is the lack of jobs, all that stuff. That's the frontier. That's going to be like the taffy that they're both pulling at, I think, on both sides. The question is, who is going to end up being the ticket? What is the ticket going to look like for the Republicans? Is there some wildcat that comes out of nowhere who wanders in and grabs an even bigger piece? Is it Rick Perry? Nah, I don't think so. Paul Ryan, if you remember, is somebody that was talked about a ton. Ryan. Is he the guy, is the congressman from all accounts, the guy who didn't want to run for that seat than to be in the White House, is suddenly, his prospects, are they just too good? Could he be the guy who splits the difference, if you will? I think he is considering it. I think that quietly, somewhere in the recesses of political strategist meeting rooms, that's what's being discussed. That he could be somebody, because Rick Perry will flame out when more comes out about Perry. He'll have a hard time defending some things that he's done in Texas, I think. And Paul Ryan has the aw shucks kind of thing working for him. So maybe it's Ryan and somebody else on the ticket that ends up being the Republican choice to run against Barack Obama. Mm. We're going to talk more about that and more about Perry's comments on Bernanke, where they blown out of proportion. You know, I don't understand why the right and the left would tangle so much into that, because if you really listen to what he said, he wasn't calling for the beheading, I don't think, of Bernanke. But I am no fan of Ben Bernanke's. I don't think he should be the Federal Reserve chairman. I don't think he should have been a long time ago, and should have never been on the cover of Time magazine as the man of the year. You got to be kidding me. For the bank bailout, where now we are screwed years later. Oh, well, we had no strings attached to that. Come on. All right, there are other fish to fry here right from the get-go, and I can hardly contain myself over a couple of them. One has to do with the promotion of some of the people who were involved, believe it or not, in the gun running, I'm going to call it gun running, to Mexico. This was blasted out all over the place earlier in the day, and here we are heading into hump day, and I think, you know, more will be flushed out on this story as well. But you knew it was nasty from the beginning when we talked about it months and months ago, when finally that story was just broken wide open. And we're talking about the Fast and the Furious. Once you had two dead American agents, that's when there was no way they could ignore that it was out there in wide release. So three supervisors who were absolutely implicated in the Mexican gun running deal have been promoted and moved to Washington, D.C. Because here's the thing. You had an ATF deputy director in the West, and you had two field guys from Phoenix who all were pulled into Washington. So they got promotions. Kenneth Melson, who was the agency's acting director, right? He said that they got promotions because of the skills and abilities that they demonstrated throughout their careers. And he threw out a memo to the whole agency, which then was leaked and was published today in the Los Angeles Times. Fast and Furious ran for 14 months. We know what it is, but in case you don't, what they did basically was allowed the sale of weapons to known gun runners so they could trace the weapons when they were smuggled across the border and into the hands of the drug kingpins. But it really fell apart because 80% of the guns were lost. They weren't tracked down. And two Americans, two border agents, or a border agent and an immigration officer, ended up being killed with guns that were part of that sad situation. Fair or foul? Next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Yeah, you ain't never put a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never put a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound.
Rick Perry has friends, to be sure, the governor of Texas, but he also has a lot of detractors. And I think Rick Perry, who now is getting big headlines, is going to have to explain a lot of things that he did in the state of Texas. Of course, job-wise, he actually has a pretty good report card on that, if you wanted to judge what's going on with that. And you look at the oil economy, and that's what it's about in certain areas like Houston. You can't buy a job in Houston unless you're in the oil business. And the oil business is gushing down there. So people have jobs when it comes to that. It just depends. And jobs and the economy play such a big part in what's going to happen, I think, this next time around. But is it going to be Paul Ryan? Does Paul Ryan really have the right stuff? Young kids, a baby face, a command of the English language, can you imagine? Standing up right from the get-go. Well, he's not late to this party. He got there as soon as he could. Standing up immediately for a bunch of different things, including he was anti-health care, and he absolutely dug in on the whole deficit ceiling. And you know, how many times was he slapped down by the Democrats? I don't know. Paul Ryan could emerge even on the undercard, but there are discussions about it. There are discussions about it because he has a lot of the right stuff, and there's not as much to taint him, I think. I don't think there's as much that they can go after with Paul Ryan anyway. I mentioned that we were going to go to Week in Canada. We will certainly do that, not in this segment, but in our next segment. There's so much more that I haven't even talked about here. I just mentioned the whole gun thing. We've talked about this a ton. It was all over the place, from L.A. to New York to whatever, the fact that you had three of the main guys involved in this who were really part of the program. They were executing the program, that they were promoted, and isn't it interesting that mysteriously they were whisked away to Washington. You did such a great job. The two of our own were killed, and we lost 80% of the weapons. But we're going to move you up the chain of command, and we all know that's fishy. I mean, that's easy. It's clear as mud, right? To look at this and say, of course, what do you think is going to happen here? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan. Are you there, Dan? You're trying to get your headset off?
Yes, I am. And I accomplished it.
Good for you.
I told Matt I just got through with a giant double cheeseburger with all the condiments on a giant sesame seed bun at Dan's All Night Cafe, and It was plum larrapin. It was so good, Elvis would have jumped out of his grave if he'd see me with it.
Oh, no kidding. He was. He was a cheeseburger guy.
And, hey, dittos to Mark. He touched on a whole lot of points that I agree with. Very good report from him. It's just amazing what's going on out there. As the Chinese say when they wanted to wish a curse upon you, may you live in interesting times. And, baby, we got them.
We do have interesting times. We do. And, you know, it's interesting. One thing that Mark did do is he points out to you things to read. If you Drudge, if you go to every day, if people are listening and you even have a computer, if you don't, certainly you don't have to do that. But if you go to Drudge and you go to Huffington Post, it's interesting to compare the stories and how different they are. But
yeah,
you get a smattering of the newspapers across the country, from the L.A. Times to the New York Post to the Weekly Standard to the Wall Street Journal, and all that stuff's in there. And all of that was there certainly today about the agents, which is, again, par for the course. We're not surprised. All right, I interrupted you. What did you want to say?
Well, I want to offer up another possibility for somebody that's going to be jumping in. Sarah Palin is waiting, and I think she is secretly marshaling her forces and her financing. And around November, after all the rest of these people have kind of, filled their sails as full of wind as possible, and now then the direction of everything starts to change, I think she will put her hat in the ring, and I think she'll probably run away with it, because she is the one person that the Tea Party will wrap around unbelievably. But Bachman would be an excellent vice president. It'd be the first time we ever had a woman ticket. It would be a seller for all the ladies, despite the fact that both of them are knocked dead gorgeous. And, there's a jealousy thing there. I think that might be something that happens. I mean, I'm no psychic or anything, but I just got a funny feeling about it. As far as Perry goes, he's my governor, but I'm not real happy with him.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't... lukewarm at the very best.
Yeah.
But
I
say, I would vote for Donald Duck over the present occupant. And, it's amazing he talks about us making a sacrifice. Why don't he sacrifice? Take commercial plane instead of Air Force One. Forget Martha's Vineyard. Stay there and see if you can't get some legislation done that will take your government off of our backs and out of our wallets.
Yeah, but that's not what he wants to do. It's not. It's about more government for a Democrat, for him.
This guy has been planning to destroy this country from the beginning. And I love his misery tour with his armor-plated buses. And the debtor-in-chief from Mombasa, Kenya, is on his last legs. I mean, the man has spun all the lies he can. And everything that you, if you did a fact check on everything that he said so far, it'll come up lie. Sounds pretty negative as far as I'm concerned. Would you like your joke now, real quick, like?
I want the joke, yes.
Okay, what do you call it when a bug slams into your windshield?
A smash and grab? What?
No, insecticide. I love you, babe. Bye.
All right, thanks, Dan. Insecticide. Oh, that is so good. Oh, I got to remember that. I'm actually writing myself a little note. Insecticide. Dan has no idea. I tried desperately to steal his jokes. He's had a couple of things in there that's interesting. One of the things you hear in Dan's voice, you got to love that. Whether you think he's totally way out of the ballpark from where you stand. He definitely has a passion for the country, and I think one of the things you hear, whether it's Dan in Texas or Rick in Illinois, they're completely different in their politics. One leans Democratic and one certainly leans conservative and Republican, but neither one of them are really particularly happy about where we're at. But a Bachman, a Palin-Bachman ticket, oh, Dan, I cannot believe you would think that that would... What are the chances of a Palin-Bachman ticket? I'm going to say the chances are zero. You know, Thad McCotter, the congressman, got in the Rasmussen poll as to who would be, you know, who could be president for the Republicans. In that poll, he got a zero. They would get a zero. There's just, I mean, there's no way. First of all, I don't know that you would you really put two women? Would you really put two women on a ticket? The answer to that is no. I mean, the answer to that is no. Who's putting two women on the ticket? Democrat or Republicans? So I don't care what they look like. If, you know, unless they were Miss Hooters or something, or Miss Americas, and there was, I don't even know what the twisted reason would be. They'd be running for something else. But I don't think so. I don't think that you would see that happen. I guess the bigger question is, if Sarah Palin did throw in and she waits to the last second to see from on high her Tea Party kingdom, if she looks down on the minions and tries to decide, oh, should I do this or not? Well, if that's really the truth and she's looking for the right moment to step in, Sarah Palin would need such an incredible, she would need a good undercard. I mean, that's the thing. She would need somebody really strong on the undercard. And what guy is doing that? Who is on the undercard that works for Sarah Palin? And how does she blast out the Republicans like Romney with tons of dough, tons of people behind him? How do you push him out of the way? And can you imagine Sarah Palin goes from a vice presidential candidate to a presidential candidate? See, that's the thing. Because it is about the numbers. And if the Republicans really want a Republican to have a shot at it, they would not do that ticket. There is absolutely a zero chance of that. Sorry, Dan, to burst your bubble. Coming up on the flip side, oh yeah, we can count.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found. trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Shameless plug. I have a new book out. It dropped this week. It just came out. It's called Level the Playing Field. Balls, Brats, and Other BS are some really fun sports facts. And it was really fun writing this book. I got all kinds of stuff about, traveling with the Cowboys and other things I did, but little snippets we play from sports shorts about everything from, you know, the left turns and auto racing to, of course, the NFL, Major League Baseball. My favorite chapter that I put together, you're going to love this, and this could apply to politics. In fact, I might at some point roll that out here on America Tonight. I have a chapter called Face Painters. You know what face painters are? That's like when you go and watch a college game and there's 100,000 people who have their bellies painted red and they've got a big box of Tide on their head and they're screaming Roll Tide, you know, the Alabama fans. Or you go and watch a Michigan game, which I've done before, in the Big House, more than 100,000 there. And they're singing Hail to the Victor so loudly that you really think you've lost your hearing. And your head is ringing for a couple of days. And everybody's wearing blue and then some, or Penn State speaking of blue. So anyway, that was one of my favorite chapters to do because I've been in the middle of some of those face painters. And we have face painters in politics where no matter what you tell them, what you show them, what you say, they're not having it. They are loyal to the end. Whoever their guy is their guy, no matter what you say. Even while they're escorting them out of the White House. But I thought he was such a good guy. I don't understand. It's just something about politics, very much like sports these days. By the way, my book, Level the Playing Field, you can get that on Amazon or on any device, from the Palm to the iPhone. You can download it anywhere. Just go and get it and have a big laugh, because it's inexpensive. It's like $10, and it's got some really fun stuff in it. 800-259-5791. Plenty of face painters to go around, both for the Republicans and for the Democrats. How does it all shake out in 2012? Dan in Texas thinks that Sarah Palin is just waiting to pounce so she can get the nomination, and he thinks that Palin and Bachman on a ticket. Michelle Bachman would no way cowtail to Sarah Palin. Are you kidding me? She would definitely not go in that direction. All right, let's go to Joe in Missouri. That's where we're headed. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kate. I'm a first-time caller, and I've only been listening for a couple weeks. But tonight I'd like to go back to the first hour of your show and the gentleman that called in the beginning about the Tea Party.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Uh-huh.
I see two things that's going to shoot Rick Perry in the foot as soon as it hits mainstream full force and the people of Texas start speaking up. One, Texas Trans Corridor, and that equates to globalism. The second thing is the second issue is Gardasil and the executive orders he signed that he eventually had to rescind, I believe, because of the Congress and the mothers of Texas were raising hell about their daughters getting sick from taking a Gardasil shot that he knew in the beginning was causing troubles in his test trials. Rick Perry is nothing but a pretender. Now, I want to go back to the beginning. In the beginning, in 2007, there was one man who stood up and told us and had been telling us for years that our fiat currency system would be the end of our country. Inflation, deflation, booms and busts, and that was Ron Paul. And I hear these people out here telling us Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul can't win. Oh, I'm sure Ron Paul can't win. Well, I'd like everybody to know that he's the reason the Tea Party got started. Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachman, and now Rick Perry have all stepped in on the coattails of this, of these issues, and will not address none of them directly like Ron Paul has. Ron Paul knows what the problem is. He is a libertarian. He believes in liberty and freedom for everyone. He does not play favorites. He wants you and me to live our lives and be able to take care of ourselves and get the federal government out of it. And if the people keep listening to the mainstream media and letting them run them away from Ron Paul through their dialectic, then we're going to miss the one chance we have in the 20th century, 21st century, to bring an end to this problem. If you want to go to war with Iran, elect Rick Perry or let Obama be reelected. We are trying to control the Middle East over one issue, and that is dollars for oil.
Yeah.
And they are not on a central banking system.
Yep.
And the central bankers and the IMF, they want control of the money. And they know if they have control of the money, they can control the countries. We can go back in history to Charles Lindbergh's father, who was a representative in Congress when the Federal Reserve Act was passed, who complained about the money trust. And then later, Louis T. McFadden, a senator who mysteriously died because for years up to, I believe, 1932 or 33 when he died, was telling us about the money trust and what they were doing to our country. So I hope everyone that's listening tonight will get off the dialectic that Ron Paul can't win, because the rabbits are stamping their feet out there right now, and many of them don't even know why. But in the beginning, it was because of Ron Paul's message about what is causing the problems in our country.
Well said. Good call. Thanks, Joe. Joe says, Ron Paul, I like Ron Paul, but the problem with Ron Paul is what Joe just said. he doesn't really translate to mainstream media, and that's part of Paul's problem. And Joe, people aren't digging deep enough on Paul. You're absolutely right about what he said about the monetary system, because he's said that all along. That's nothing new. He's been on CNBC a zillion times talking about that, and also his feelings about the Middle East, that pulling back all the aid in the Middle East, get everybody out, all that stuff, I completely agree with. He said that in New Hampshire. And I think he still has some buzz, because he shows up. And if you listen, as Joe said, to the first hour, and we were talking to the Baz, Ken Bassinet, from Talk Radio News, because we always have somebody on from Washington, he did say that Paul in the Rasmussen poll got like 9%, but that he was somebody on that second shelf to look at, that he wasn't going to go away, that he was going to be there in the end. So if people want Ron Paul to be the guy to be elected, then they need to be out there and they need to be pushing that. They need to help Ron Paul, because he doesn't get that leg up that a Rick Perry does, that a Mitt Romney does, or even Michelle Bachmann for that matter, because of course she's heavily in the game now and is pulling in every chit she can, and it's worked for her, but I don't think it works for her in the end. And if Paul's going to be there, can he blast out, you know, Perry? I think he can blast out Perry. But can he blast out Romney? Because I think Romney comes back again. And I'll tell you, I don't think anybody. I think you should always vote for whoever you want to vote for and not pay attention. I mean, you can dissect it, you can listen, but in the end, you need to vote for who you want to vote for. I say this all the time, and I completely mean it. Your politics might not match with my politics, might not match with the guy next door's politics, but at least you care, and at least you're passionate about something. Obviously, you see tonight we've had that with Joe or with Mark or with Dan or anyone who calls the show. So if you're left of left or right of right, for goodness sake, you vote. And that's the thing with Paul. He has to get people to vote for him. He has to get other friends that pull him in. I think you're going to see new people. I think you're going to see Paul Ryan, and Paul Ryan will get a lot of buzz. I think Chris Christie, now there's more pressure on the governor of New Jersey to do it. And also, Rudy Giuliani desperately wants to be president, and he's got his feelers out as to whether or not he should throw in. I think of all of the ones I just mentioned, Paul Ryan would probably have the best chance. So it's interesting. It's a horse race until the very end, until you come around that last turn. That's for sure. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? What's your money on? Well, I know how you feel because you call all the time, but this Perry stuff.
Well, first of all, we only got a minute. Can you promise me one thing you'll do on your show from now on, Kate?
What?
You will never, ever, ever again mention the word sticky or dry mouth and Bill Clinton in the same sentence or paragraph. You know, I have 6 hours to go after I'm done talking with you, Kate, and it just, oh, man, it just really, really...
I knew as soon as I said it, I was just waiting for it to come back to me. Thank you.
And as for Perry, you know, Kate, one of the ideas, you know, it was interesting you were talking about his differences with Bush. Again, he's from Texas, so he's going to be called another Bush. But then again, Bush was able to carry a lot of the Hispanic vote, which is one of the wild cards in the whole election if we're going to stop Obama. So,
yeah, you know what? It's interesting that you threw that out, because one thing Perry does have, he does have a lot of Hispanics in his corner, absolutely. Sorry, Don. We'll talk to you again. Thanks for the call. We can count next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hey, Bill, pick up line three. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We look at the numbers, and there's always numbers, right? Life is about numbers. To be sure, it is. Sadly, I'm going to kind of veer all over the place. I'm going to jump back to politics here in a second. But first, lightning. Lightning in Orlando. You know, Tampa, Florida is supposedly the lightning capital of the world, and I've been there many, many times, and I have seen some unbelievable lightning storms. But there was a lightning strike at SeaWorld's Discovery Cove. Eight people had to be hospitalized. Three were guests, five were employees. They weren't struck directly, but the lightning was very close to them, close enough it ripped up the ground and apparently went up some of their clothing. You know, that's what it can do, shoot up your shoes and all that kind of stuff. So scary. People sometimes, a lot of times people just poo-poo that whole lightning thing. I'm going to tell you a personal story. I had a friend in college who had a brother who was a good golfer, good-looking guy, good golfer, had a chance at a career getting on the tour, maybe, who knows, and was just rabid, would play all the time. We all went to Ohio University. And he was out on the course with his father. Lightning hit the green, and they were both killed. And You know, ever since that story, ever since that happened, and when I see lightning, I don't take it lightly. And here's another example of that. Florida State as a whole, the state of Florida, recorded 449 lightning deaths between 1959 and 2007, just to give you an idea. Thank goodness those people were not hit directly and they're, you know, there for observation, but they're okay. Let's move back to politics for a second, since all of us just can't get off of it, at least during this show. The Rasmussen poll comes out. If you haven't heard, here's how it came down. And, you know, these are just polls, and polls, you can make of a poll whatever you want. Somebody sometimes is high in a poll, they become the darling for the moment, and then they drop back. A majority of Americans view President Obama as more liberal than they are. 26% don't see much difference between their own ideology and his. That's according to one of the polls that was released over the weekend. Now, we go even deeper. You go from that poll about Obama. And just one more thing on that one, that the poll also found that 45% believe the average Republican in Congress these days is more conservative than they are. 55% say the average Democrat is more liberal. So you got the labels there, liberal, conservative, right? Then you go to the next Rasmussen poll, and Rick Perry, who just officially threw in his name as wanting to be president, get that nomination for the Republicans, he gets 29%. Double digits. A double-digit lead. What a bounce for Perry. While the right and the left are attacking him in the poll that came out anyway. And again, you can manipulate these numbers however you want to. But in the poll, he ends up with 29%. Mitt Romney, who is supposedly the favorite, 18%. What do you make of that? What is it about Rick Perry? And I think there's an unknown factor for people who aren't from Texas, from people who have seen just little snippets of him when he's come out and said that, you know, the government's too big, and he's been on talk shows and talked about it and talked about Texas seceding and all this other stuff. He's gotten some buzz over the last couple of years, to be sure. So he just formally jumps in, and in this poll, he gets the 29, Romney gets 18, and Romney was really considered to be the biggest challenger, whether you like Ron Paul better or not. Bachman was next with 13%, and Ron Paul, the Texas congressman, who Joe Missouri was talking about, came in a very strong second, of course, in the straw poll, had 9% in the Rasmussen poll. 9%. Then you have to look at the whole Tea Party factor here. Perry would definitely rally and ignite the Tea Party. So his 39% of the vote among Republican primary voters, that makes sense because they identify themselves as Tea Party people. And then Bachman, the same thing. She gets some bounce from that, 21% there. And this is in speaking and, you know, in voting, who were the people that backed them, and both of them got the most Tea Party votes. Interesting, to say the least, because of how spread out the field is. Newt Gingrich, I think those guys need to just step aside. When you know you're beaten and you're just bleeding money, why even go? Why even go in that direction? Why even do that? Just keep the campaign money in the proper place in the pack and step aside. You could say, well, maybe it's too early to step aside, but how many people listening to my voice, seriously, how many people really give Newt Gingrich a chance of winning the nomination? The answer is, of course you don't. Of course you don't. And in fact, he's been a better commentator. He does a good job at that. He's great, actually, listening to him. He should stick to that role and be a kingmaker, which is what I think Sarah Palin does. She stays on the sidelines, and she continues to be a kingmaker, and that's probably where Gingrich ends up, probably in the same thing. In the meantime, something else to slog through here when it comes to the business of politics, and it has to do with this crazy deal of the Obama administration now casting out that, you know, 9/11 were concerned. It's almost like a cautionary thing, like, let's put it out there. 9/11, the anniversary is coming up. Let's just say we think there's going to be an attack, but it'll be a lone wolf terrorist. So it's a decade later, and you saw what happened in Norway, so it doesn't matter. Some nutball, fully operational with everything that you can possibly imagine, could do some serious damage, Rambo-like damage. So the president talked about that. He talked about we have to guard against the lone wolf guys and coordinated attacks. And when you have one person who's deranged and they feel hateful and all that sort of stuff, they have a propensity to do more damage. It's harder to trace them when they're by themselves. And because of what happened in getting bin Laden and now this big anniversary, he says that there needs to be heightened awareness of potential attacks around the month because he believes that there is a chance that it'll happen. And if it does, you're looking at people that are acting by themselves. And, you know, to that I say, are you stirring the pot or you're adding to it when you say there's a possibility of you're covering your bases? Because there's no question about it. They're covering their bases at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and at this point, with people so upset, that's exactly what they're doing. Covering their bases on the economy, on a slew of other things that could sink this president. So they don't want to do that at this point. Wow. And looking ahead to big moments in campaigns and clusters, this 2012 race is going to be unbelievable. I can't tell you how excited I am that we're on the air and we'll be talking about all of it. If you look at what's happened in some of the states, the red states, the blue states, the infighting, what's going to happen with the incumbents, what's going to happen with those who are fighting to get in there, you look at Super Tuesday and you look at the dates. I was just reading something about this. Probably have not, what, less than nine primaries, maybe nine primaries somewhere in that neighborhood. What a shift we might end up seeing. And how do parties nominate their candidates? And what happens as you get closer to that presidential primary? All good questions, I think. Let's hope, in the end, the right man is left standing.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.